shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice over it. Amen and amen. This is tape 060626. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Prophetic Declarations, your moment of divine encounter, your moment of supernatural intervention and prophetic empowerment. I am your host, pastor and counselor, Wally Rich, and I bring you greetings in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This month has been declared our month of divine deliverance and total freedom. And today, the Lord is setting his people free from every evil foundation and establishing them upon his everlasting foundation. Get ready to pray. Get ready to receive, to believe, and declare, because every yoke shall be broken, every chain shall be destroyed, and every evil foundation shall be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you are listening from, lift your heart unto the Lord and declare, my season of total freedom has come. Every evil foundation in my life is destroyed. Jesus Christ is my sure foundation. I want you to repeat that one. Say, my season of total freedom has come. Every evil foundation in my life is destroyed. Jesus Christ is my sure foundation. Amen and amen. The theme for today is destroying evil foundations. And our scriptural focus is from the book of Psalm 11, verse 3. Psalm 11, verse 3. And it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. Beloved, I want you to know that foundations determine the strength and stability of every structure. No matter how beautiful a building may appear, if its foundation is faulty, the structure will eventually develop cracks and weaknesses. Likewise, many recurring challenges in people's life can often be traced to faulty spiritual foundations. This may manifest as repeated failures, as persistent delays. It may manifest as inherited struggles, family battles, unexplained setbacks, disappointments, stagnation, and cycle that seem difficult to break. The enemy often seeks to establish negative foundations through sin, through ignorance, through ungodly covenants, through ancestral influences, through negative words or destructive patterns. But our God is a God of deliverance. He specializes in uprooting what he did not plant and rebuilding what the enemy has damaged. The good news today is that Jesus is the sure foundation. Through his death and resurrection, every believer has access to divine liberty, to restoration, and a new beginning. Whatever foundation has been speaking against your destiny shall be silenced today. Every evil root Feeding recurring battles shall be uprooted from your life. Every negative pattern that has followed your family lineage shall be broken. The Lord shall establish you upon his foundation of righteousness, upon his foundation of favor, peace, prosperity, fruitfulness, and divine fulfillment. Today is your day of freedom. Today is your day of restoration. Today is your day of divine establishment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, for your power, and for your faithfulness. Thank you because you are the deliverer of your people and the breaker of every yoke. As we gather before you today in our various places, let your mighty hand rest upon every listener. Let every evil foundation be exposed and destroyed. Let every hidden root of affliction be uprooted. Establish your people upon the rock that cannot be shaken. Let chains be broken. Let destinies be restored and testimonies released today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to remind you again, this is Prophetic Declarations Hour. I want you to know that your faith is very important for the prayers to be answered. Join your faith with mine to make things happen on the earth. In Jesus' mighty name. I go prophetic now. Where you need to say amen, you say amen. Where you need to pray, when I lead the prayer, you also pray. Hallelujah. Father, according to your word, in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, you are laying a sure foundation for your people. Today, we reject every evil foundation speaking against our destiny. Every foundation of failure be destroyed by fire. Every foundation of poverty be uprooted by fire. Every foundation of marital frustration be uprooted by fire. Every foundation of sickness and affliction be destroyed by fire. Every ancestral limitation operating against our progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant speaking against our advancement, be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Every satanic root feeding recurring battles, dry up now completely. Every altar speaking against our family, speaking against our breakthrough, catch fire now. Every inherited battle affecting our lives expire today. Every evil plantation that our Heavenly Father has not planted be uprooted from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, establish your people upon your foundation of righteousness. Establish us upon your foundation of favor. Establish us upon your foundation of peace. Establish us upon your foundation of prosperity. Establish us upon your foundation of divine health. Establish us upon your foundation of fruitfulness and fulfillment. Let every broken area of our lives be rebuilt by your mighty hand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray down for yourself. Put your hand upon your head and declare, I say, my Heavenly Father, I decree and I declare that every broken area of my life be rebuilt now by the mighty hand of God in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to say that over yourself. Pray to over yourself that every broken areas of your life to be rebuilt now. Today, in the name of Jesus, under the authority of heaven, under the authority of the word of God, to be rebuilt in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree upon you that from today, God will establish your foundation for divine health. No more breaking down. No more falling sick. No more rising today and falling tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree upon you the foundation of prosperity. I decree upon you the foundation of peace in your family, foundation of peace at the place of your work and in your personal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree upon you the foundation of favor from today. In the name of Jesus, I decree over you the foundation of righteousness. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. It is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Quickly, I want somebody to listen to this word of knowledge. This is for a mother-in-law. God is asking me to ask you a question this morning by the leading of the Holy Spirit. What is the reason why you don't allow your daughter-in-law, the wife of your son, to have peace where God has brought her to? Why are you victimizing the woman? Why are you causing disruption in our own family? You had your family, or you have your family, and nobody has ever treated you the way you are treating your daughter-in-law. God is asking me to tell you to allow peace to reign in that family and stop causing confusion and stop manipulating the situation and stop manipulating your son against his wife. Allow your son to enjoy his family. That is what the Lord is saying today. Retrace your step so that God will not be angry with you because you are really frustrating the young woman that you call your daughter-in-law. Behave like a mother to her. Allow her to enjoy her marriage. That's what the Spirit is saying. And I pray for your repentance. I join faith together with you that the grace for you to stop what you are doing, what is negative and inimical to the development and growth of the family of your son. I pray that that grace is released upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In closing, I want everyone at the sound of my voice to now stretch forth their hands and receive these prophetic declarations by faith. Hallelujah. As a servant of God, I decree and declare that every evil foundation affecting your life is destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Every root of affliction hidden beneath the surface of your life is uprooted by the power of God. Every ancestral limitation assigned against your destiny is broken permanently. In the mighty name of Jesus, every inherited struggle expires now. Every evil pattern of delay, evil pattern of disappointment, rejection, failure, and stagnation comes to an end today in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare for you that the blood of Jesus speaks victory over your life. The Lord shall rebuild every damaged area of your destiny. Where you have known frustration, you shall experience divine favor. Where you have known delay, you shall experience supernatural speed. Where you have known lack, you shall experience abundance. Where you have known sorrow, you shall experience overflowing joy. Where you have known weakness, you shall receive divine strength. I decree that your children shall be blessed. Your family shall be blessed and preserved. Your health shall flourish. Your business shall prosper. Your ministry shall advance. Your destiny shall shine. In the name of Jesus Christ, the foundation of your life shall no longer be destruction, but righteousness. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No evil altar shall prevail against you and your life and your family. No satanic covenant shall survive the fire of God. From today, you shall walk in divine deliverance and total freedom. You shall rise, you shall advance, you shall prevail, you shall fulfill destiny. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It is done. Amen. I want to thank you for joining today's prophetic declarations. I want to say, keep standing on God's word. Keep walking in faith. Keep declaring your victory. Remember, what God cannot do does not exist. Your deliverance is permanent. Your freedom is established. Your testimony is unstoppable. Your host has been pastor and counselor, Wally Rich. In case you need to get in contact with me, maybe for prayer of agreement, prayer request, for prayer points, for anything spiritual, get me on +234 9022 352 952. And also remember to share this broadcast to as many people and as many platforms and people as possible. The more you are sharing this and people are being blessed, the more you too shall be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And also remember to also support what we are doing in the kingdom of God. Support the kingdom expansion projects. Support the gospel. Support the literature crusade. Support everything according to your capacity and the grace of God upon your life. As you do that one, the Lord will bless you. For everyone who has been involved, one way or the other, promoting the kingdom of God with your means, that is your money or your treasure, and with your time and with your talent, I pray for you today from the depth of my heart, that breakthrough that you have never experienced before will become your experience now. The testimonies that you have never shared before will become the order of the day for you. God will give you testimonies that will make your enemies to keep quiet permanently. The testimony that will inspire and encourage your generation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Until next prophetic declarations are, keep winning, keep reigning, keep walking in total freedom. From here, I sign out until we meet again. Shalom.